Sup, man. Alright, guys, today's video is titled Polish Woman Ain't Got Shit on Latvian Woman. So, as you guys know, my trip to Riga came to an end this morning. I hopped on a plane, and an hour and a couple of minutes later, here I am in Krakow, Poland. Now, fortunately for me, Poland is not my final destination. I'll be hopping on a bus going somewhere else. In fact, I'm walking to the bus station, the main bus station of Krakow right about now. I'm going through a park. I'm only going to be here in the country for a couple of minutes, you know. So while I'm walking, we're going to do the MGTOW walk and talk shit, like Ken Dilrican says. I just want to show you a little bit of Krakow while I'm walking toward the bus station. Now, the good thing about the buses here, guys, is that the bus I took from the airport, it had USB chargers, you know. If it wasn't for the USB charger, I wouldn't be able to do this video for you guys, because my phone is about to die. So here I am, guys, just walking around. I like the weather here, okay? As you guys can tell, it's sunny, it's dry. I really like the Polish weather. It's a relatively a cheap country. One American dollar is like four of their money. So it's a relatively cheap country by American standards. I'm probably gonna go to like a coffee shop and stay there for an hour, maybe upload the video from there. Now, the good thing about Poland, if you are a T-Mobile customer like I am, T-Mobile actually gives you 5G internet. Obviously for free, they give you 5G, 5G, 4T or LTE internet here in Poland. So that's good, because when I was in Latvia, they only gave me like freaking 2G speed internet in Latvia, which was like good enough to like, I don't know, like Google Maps, shit like that. But now I got like American style LTE. So like I said, guys, I really like Poland. I like the weather. The food smells good. I know you all can't smell food over the internet. Food smells good. According to Blake over at Redonkulous, the food tastes great as well. I ate a lot yesterday in Daugpils, Latvia. So I don't know if I'm going to eat anything here in Poland. But I'm certain I'll probably be back to Poland after where I'm going. So I'll probably, you know, eat some Polish food eventually. Maybe not today, but when I come back here again. But when it comes to the woman, guys, like, Polish woman ain't got shit on Latvian woman, guys. Real talk. Like, Latvian women are tall, slender, hella cute. Here the women are the exact opposite. They're short, they're chubby, they got a butter face. So, you know, maybe when they're, you know, in their teens and 20s, they might be cute, but once they get close to the wall, that's when everything literally comes down, you know. Kind of like what Sandman said about Slavic woman turning into like freaking walking refrigerators when they hit the wall. So yeah, guys, when it comes to women, yeah, stick to Latvia, guys, I'm telling you, man. I got like a 20 minute walk. Obviously I only got like 30% battery power, so I'm not gonna do the whole walk and talk until I get to the bus stop. But I just wanted to show you a little bit of Krakow, Poland. As you guys can tell from what you saw so far, it's a modern city. Really doesn't have, I mean, at least from what I can tell, really doesn't stink of Soviet style crap like dog pills in back in Latvia. So you know, you got the historical museum, you got a couple, the railway station, coach station, that's the autobus station. That's where I'm going. I'm going to the bus station, guys, because I'm catching a bus out of here. God willing, in like 2 hours or a little bit under 2 hours. So the walk is like 20 minutes. So I'll probably have like an hour and a half to chill at a cafe. Like I said, I'm probably not. It's like 11 o'clock in the morning, guys. I'm not going to eat, you know. I already ate a big-ass meal yesterday. I went to that Chinese place, which sucked ass. An overpriced. And then when I came back to my apartment, I had some food left over. I wasn't going to throw it away. So, like, out of, like, not throwing away food, I ate last night. You know, the amount of food I usually eat is like 3 pounds. So I ate at the Chinese place like 3 pounds. Then I ate another 3 pounds at the house. So, man, my stomach is full. I went from like 235 to like 242, 243 last night simply by pigging out. Now, according to TFM, that's good because every couple of weeks you gotta have a cheat day. That way your body doesn't think, oh my god, this guy is starving to death because his calories are going down. So by doing a cheat day every 2 weeks where you like pig yourself out, that lets your body know, hey man, we're not starving, so keep that metabolism high, you know. Because when you starve yourself like what I've been doing for the past month, your body begins to like, okay, this guy is in starving mode, so let's lower his metabolism, and then you really don't lose weight, even though you're on a caloric deficit, because your body is turning down the metabolism. So when you pig out like I did last night, that tells the body, hey body, you know, get that metabolism up there, man. So not gonna eat today, guys. I'm probably not gonna eat until later on that night. So here in Poland, guys, they don't use the euro. They got their own currency, you know. Otherwise I'd have bought one of those street bagels, you know. It's only like a dollar. It's less than a dollar. You know, this is not part of my route, but I'm just gonna show it to you guys. I'm just gonna walk down the street just so I can show you a little bit of Krakow, you know. Because otherwise, I'd have walked down the park all the way to the bus station. I just wanna give you a little bit of Krakow, okay? So, food looks good, smells good. Now, one of the things you guys probably take notice of, you know what? Let's take a look at their menu. So, all right, for those of you who don't know any better, which most of you don't, the price you see divided by 4. So Russian dumplings are really like under $8, okay? So whatever price you see on the menu, divide by 4. That's the price in American dollars. So one of the things you guys will quickly notice is that a lot of old people, okay? A lot of old people. And that's because women aren't having children, because, you know, they're all strong and empowered feminist, you know, boss babes. That's what they think they are, but it is what it is, man. It is what it is. So, like I said, one American dollar is like 4 of their currency. So, And like some of you guys on MGTOW TV told me, you know, when a country adopts the euro, the prices tend to go up. So it's better off if they continue with their own currency. So this is why I think Poland might be a little bit cheaper than Latvia, simply because they're using their own currency rather than the euro. But then again, Latvia by our standards was not expensive at all. Now, I do have to say that the Airbnbs on for Krakow are hella expensive. You're looking at like $1,000 a month for an Airbnb, you know. From what I can see in the pictures, they're all right. But for $1,000+ a month or like $300 a week, yeah, that's too expensive, man. You know, in Latvia, for like $600-$700, you can get yourself a decent Airbnb. And weekly, you can get one for $250. So, and of course, they got kebab places, you know. I also saw curry cell doing food delivery. So, they got them curries. Curries are out here, guys. Burlesque show. Is this like a strip bar or something like that? Karaoke night. Burlesque show. That's like $25 right there. Anyways, I actually got the message on my phone that I have less than 20% battery left. So, yeah, guys, I'm gonna end the video right now and head back to the bus station across the park. They also happen to have Carrefour over here, okay? Carrefour Express, you know, Carrefour is like Europe's version of Walmart, really, if you think about it. So, like I said, guys, in a couple of hours, God willing, I will be out of Krakow, Poland. So, just wanted to show you a little bit of everything before we call it a day. And like I mentioned, guys, when it comes to the fee fails, Polish woman ain't got shit on Latvian chicks. Talk to you later, guys. Peace.